Conditions for questions being asked and answered. Mayer was told that the plagiarans are not allowed to solve secrets for humanity, as this would not be advantageous for the spiritual development of Earth humans. So, he is requested to not ask questions of a scientific nature, as they will not be answered. Such questions would lead too far and bring more understandings than are good for them. Their spiritual development is just too limited in these respects. Mayer can be told much more information, but he must keep the information to himself. His friends and acquaintances are not as developed as he is. Some of them can qualify according to the scheme 3, 2, 3, 1, and 3, 3. Only one of his friends falls in the position of 3, 7. But, they are all inclined to learn more than is spiritually advantageous for them. They will ask questions that surpass the limit for elaboration. They will also want to make contact with the plagiarans, but this will not be possible. They must recognize this information to be the truth and acknowledge it before they can proceed. However, they are still doubtful and do not want to let the truth work in them. Plagiarans not interested in responding to doubters. When Mayer tells Samjace that her words sounded harsh, he is told that the truth always sounds harsh. She asks him to not ask any more questions in the future that do not basically come from him. She says that she has no need to answer questions that he already knows the answers to or answer illogical questions. She has no desire to answer questions for friends that neither of them are interested in. Mayer is asked to tell his friends to be satisfied with this arrangement. The way that his friends are being unreasonable and not using their brains with their unjustified distrust and criticisms is harmful to their mission. When they want to serve the mission, they must have confidence and learn to use their reasoning logic. If they are unwilling to do this, then they are without worth to them. Conditions for plagiarans to contact an Earth human. In response to a demand from H.J. for Samjace to make herself and her beamed ship visible to him and others, she states again that this would be impossible for the following reasons. 1. Before contact with any Earth human, there must first be a decade-long study in all aspects. 2. All individuals contacted must be spiritually developed. 3. Any contactee must be sufficiently developed to be able to recognize and elaborate essential truths by themselves without considerations from others or scriptures in order to draw conclusions. 4. All temporary contacts result in having the memory of the event eliminated. 5. All contacts are made as a result of higher orders. 6. Restricted contacts enable security from forces that would confiscate everyone and everything. 7. Restricted contacts prevent those who only seek sensations and selfish desires from gaining access, which could result in panic and very dangerous consequences. After decades of exploration, the plagiarans could find no one on Earth, except Mayer, that was developed enough for contact. Contact reports should be sensitive personal data. The contact reports should be distributed in internal circles, as they currently exist. For external circles, the reports should be altered with all personal concerns removed. If the external circles want to have the unedited reports, then they should be provided in their complete form. The revised form of the reports are only intended for the general public. Communication, understanding. The plagiarans use a small apparatus attached to their belt to speak and understand foreign languages. It is a language translator that can quickly convert a spoken language into another one for others to understand. However, they prefer to speak in foreign languages when they are able to do so. When Mayer writes down conversations spoken in another language for the contact report, he receives the meanings of what was said without needing to do any conversions. Open contact of plagiarans and Earth not provided for and impulse contact information sent to authors, etc. Certain Earth humans, like authors, receive information from outside their world so that they can describe, paint, or create models of things and possibilities for the future. In this way, the people of Earth are slowly prepared for coming events and scientists are able to receive concepts and formations that give them incentive to develop new things. two women in telepathic contact with Plegirans. The Plegirans are only in telepathic contact with two women in Europe, and one of these is Amartus Deta, reading human thoughts. Because the Plegirans are prohibited from analyzing the innermost thoughts of others, they were unable to realize and recognize how complicated and illogical the thoughts are of Earth humans, which enable them to write and publish untrue and distorted values other than what they themselves believe. The Plegirans first discovered this when they came into personal contact with Maia and discovered his readiness to help them understand the thinking of Earth humans. After that, they were able to work with this matter in the proper way. They realized that they had deluded themselves for decades about the double character of earthly humans, because such duplicity was completely unknown to them. They had never experienced this before. The meaning of words and their exact values. When Maia attempted to give Samjace a present from Herbert, she stated that she was not permitted to accept goods. Maia explained that goods equate to a payment, while a present equals the feelings of wanting to give love and delight to someone else. Samjace says that this was not the feelings of Earth humans that she was aware of, and asked if his definitions only applied to himself and a few others. He replied that this was possible because people generally give presents when they feel obligated to do so, and usually during mutual exchange. He has had to explain a lot to people regarding the different meanings of words. He separates the meanings of words according to their special and exact values in order to avoid misunderstandings in communication. People are not accustomed to thinking within a word's true meaning and context. Although misunderstandings still exist, people come to learn the true values. But long explanations are always necessary. A hard language is demanded for telling the facts. The impression that people may have from reading Samjace's words may often seem to be deceiving, but a harsh language is demanded for telling the facts. Only by harsh language can Earth humans be tempted to think for themselves. 4.2.2 Government. Plegirian Government. High Council. The Plegirian Government does not keep an administration. They only have a High Council that provides high advice and never a command or order. Plegirans are connected to an alliance of planets. The Plegirans are allied in a confederation that reaches far into the cosmos. Within this alliance, there are about 127 million solar systems inhabited by human forms of life. There are also innumerable other intelligent races that are not human species, which are unknown to the Plegirans or those that they simply do not stay in contact with. Unfortunately, the Plegirans are not permitted to reveal the number of human and non-human forms of life that inhabit this solar system, nor can they disclose the planets that they inhabit. Plegirian planets. Each planet has only one nation. The Plegirian worlds are not separated into different states or nations as is the case on Earth. Each world has one single world government, which functions as an executive institution. They are all subordinate to the High Council. The High Council is the essential government of all of their worlds and is the center of government. The Council is not on their home world, but on a very special planet within the solar system of the central star for their races. High Council. The essential government overall. The High Council consists of half spiritual and half physical beings that are cross-dimensional. They are human forms of life with enormous wisdom and knowledge that are in a state of transition. In their evolution, they have progressed so far that they release themselves from their material bodies and are semi-spiritual entities. They are the only human forms of life that are able to communicate with higher pure spiritual forms. The oscillations of the spiritual spheres are much higher than physical humans can generate. Human beings are only able to make contact with creatures with the same level of oscillations and initiate communications. This means that Earth humans can only come into contact with those of about the same position in evolution. It is a safety measure in creational law in which no form of life is able to tap into more knowledge than is allowed according to their state of evolution. The Plegirian worlds are all subordinate to the central government, which is formed by the semi-spiritual High Council. The planetary governments are only executive organs operating on the advice of the High Council. The government of the High Council is based upon natural creation law. All events and all regulation is only based on natural law, which every single form of life is regulated. Every decision of the High Council accords to the form of life affected. They are based on the premise that every single creature has a position in evolution and their differences cannot be excluded. Their teachers in spiritual evolution endeavor to study the spiritual development of every single creature. Petal, Aratathasattu and High Council. The essential spiritual lessons will not be transmitted to Maya from the Pledgerans, but from a very high spiritual sphere, which can only be communicated with through the High Council or by Aratathasattu. This is the sphere of Petal, which transmitted the 12 commandments to Maya. High Council Duties 41.93-94. The education of Pledgeran children is an obligation of the parents. But there is also control by the High Council, which also settles regulations, teachings, order, etc., and determines their righteousness. The High Council also contracts all marriages, which is why they do not know of divorce. History. Pledgeran ancient home was the Ring Nebula of Lyra. In the original home worlds of human races, there was a powerful destruction of a very great star. This occurred a very long time ago by a power, hungry barbarian. This IHWH perished along with everything else in the damage. The destruction developed into the form of a gigantic eye that should serve as a memorial to the other creatures of the universe of what an evil delusion and thirst for power can do. This formation is designated Ahmatu or Eye of God. On Earth, it can be found in the Lyra constellation and it known as the Ring Nebula, or M57. A very powerful telescope is needed in order to see it from Earth. Pledgeran first spaceship. The Pledgerans constructed their first flying machine that was capable of traveling into space, 21 million years ago. This happened millions of years after a great catastrophe occurred when a destroyer planet broke through the Vega constellation. Pledgeran ancestors flew in airplanes. The Pledgeran's earliest forefathers moved through the air in very primitive flying machines with internal combustion engines, which now appear to them as being very adventurous, barbarous, and monstrous. History of the Aryans. Language. Origins of Pledgeran writing. The Pledgeran alphabet consists of 26 letters, of different shapes and names than English letters, plus two more letters for the sounds of ch and sch. Maya copied them along with the pronunciations from Samjace's explanations. There are no mulouts or other pronunciation keys. This alphabet is 11,000 years old. It is taken from the ancestors of Pledgeran scientists on Earth, who based the patterns on star formations as seen from Earth. The script is composed of circles, representing stars, and lines. Their older letters were much more complex and is no longer used on Earth. But, it was in use centuries ago and often changed. Some current Earth scripts are altered forms of this Pledgeran alphabet. The ancient scripts on Earth were brought by the heavenly sons and daughters who were responsible for the re-emergence of Earth humanity from savagery. Sarat language and Khozan language. The name of the language that is spoken in the Pleiades system is called Sarat. There is also a common inter-galactic language that is known as Khozan. Adonis, ancient Greek word, beautiful humans. Sinan. Name of our universe in Askit's language 54.11. The following are words that are spoken in the native language of the Pledgerans and their meanings. Telenautical is a type of telepathic influence that uses hypnosis and high-frequency oscillations as inaudible signals into human ears. Arimo means to hold on to something. Tananog refers to Greenlands or a land of youth. Geranizu is the title for a mother, in law. And Sfarmidon means the end of the earth. In additions, Adonis is an ancient Greek word that means physically beautiful humans and Sinan, which is the name of our universe in Askit's native language in the Dull universe. Mission on Earth. Pledgeran, bases and stations. The Pledgerans have bases on Earth as well as many other planets, where they live. One base on Earth is high in the mountains of Switzerland. Their other bases that are located around the Earth are well built so that it is impossible for other people to find them unless they know their exact location. The Pledgerans established a station in Switzerland more than 300 years ago. Mission of the Pledgerans, to help Earth humans 25.5670. The Pledgerans are on Earth to help earthly humans in their development. This is a voluntary, self-imposed obligation. However, humanity must also contribute its own share in these endeavors and take up a certain voluntary duty in order to contribute to the workload. People must learn that their selfishness and limitless egotism is completely out of place and is not justified. The help that is required from mankind includes all necessary capital and labor. Humanity is wrong when it believes that they can just take and not give anything back. When people join together and help, they become greater than their individual efforts. The giving and taking must be equal. When the Pledgerans provide spiritual knowledge and goods, etc., then people should elaborate the goods and knowledge and contribute to making it available to everyone. When humanity believes that it is more blessed to take than to give, then they will not free themselves from their evil egotism. 114 Pledgerans stationed on Earth. Pledgerans stationed on Earth fluctuates monthly. There are 114 humans from the Pleiades system that are currently stationed on the Earth. This number changes from month to month. There are often times when there is less than 50 Pledgerans here and other times, there are more than 300. This is dependent upon their missions here as well as the availability of transports for their supplies. Philosophy, controlling feelings. If a person disregards a law, it harms others too. The Pledgerans do not care about not being appreciated for their loyal endeavors, but they do care about those who would menace their mission. If they issue special orders, then they ought to be followed. Otherwise, those who disregard the orders become useless in regards to the mission. A harmonious community that is not degenerated is needed for the performance of the mission. If a single human being disregards a law or order, then he not only causes damage for himself, but he also affects others by this. This is a law of the spiritual force, which applies to all forms of life. By consciously committing a fault, waves are radiated outwards and hit others who have not faulted. This is a law of nature where the whole is affected by each part. ETs made the mistake of controlling their feelings. During the last few millenniums, the Pledgerans began to control their feelings too much by learning to isolate and seclude them. They assumed this was necessary in order to protect themselves against inferior, developed beings. Thus, in their desire for higher levels of evolution, all feelings became finer and more detailed, which required intensive control. This increased the harmony in their world. They developed parallel matter, which comprises every venerable matter. Their love and desire to be with others of similar development became more expressive and irresistible. These sensations were not a substitute for knowledge, brain activity, and reasoning, but a result of them. Those feelings can only be generated by knowledge and activity of the mind. As a result, certain missions do not cause a change in feelings because they are highly developed and controlled for higher evolution. Unlike on Earth, they are not influenced by their tasks, such as a guard becoming more aggressive. Because the Pledgerans made the mistake of controlling their feelings too much, they only analyzed things by using pure values of probability. But, soon after their contacts with Maya, the Pledgerans discovered that he often let himself be guided by his feelings and they came to realize that they were wrong to have kept their feelings under such severe control. As a result, they corrected this mistake within the last year. But, the blocking of feelings had already caused harm. They found out about it in sufficient time and removed that misery within a few months. However, other civilizations have affected their evolution by blocking their feelings. The people from Eru are higher developed than other races of the Alliance and are more advanced in these concerns. Reaching decision by the High Council has prevented this misery and care will be taken so that the lesser developed nations and races in the Alliance do not undergo the same fault. Passions are established within spiritual development, as they are special characteristics for a certain type of development. Enormous differences exist among the Plejirans, as they do on Earth. But the Aranians are basically different because passions fade away with the dissolution of the physical body and grow finer, corresponding to the higher spiritual development. Passions remain only as long as the physical body still exists. So, the passions experienced by the Plejirans are no longer expressed in the deep and wild manner that they are by humans on Earth. Their passions are more balanced within their range of feelings and finely rationalized. But they are human beings just like those on Earth. Secrecy. Why? How? Why they don't reveal themselves publicly? The reason why the Plejirans do not contact the governments of Earth directly is because, without exception, all Earth governments are led by people that are hungry for power and seek profit. They would only want to gain access to their beam ships so that they could exercise absolute control over the Earth. Then, they would try to capture the cosmos because their greed knows no limits. They cannot even create peace and friendship on Earth between nations or even within their own country. Imagine what they would be like with the power of a beam ship and all of its technology. The Plejirans have no interest in revealing themselves publicly. The spirit of Earth humans is very limited and narrowly developed in religious slavery. They would worship extraterrestrials as gods, as they have in earlier times, or greedily attempt to take possession of the beam ships. In addition, there are millions of people that would become hysterical and be lost in spirit. Because of this, it is better for them to make contact with individuals and slowly prepare them for open contact. Security. There are questions that the Plejirans cannot answer fully. They trust Maia completely to keep certain information confidential, but there are other people with the power to elicit every secret from him in spite of his attempts to protect himself. Because of this, the Plejirans must be very careful with everything they say. Maia are forbidden to photograph inside craft and semjays. When Maia is taken for rides aboard the Plejiran beam ships, he is not permitted to take any photographs of inside the craft. At a later time, he will be permitted to take a photograph of semjays. But when that will be permitted, is not discussed for important reasons. Maia is allowed to know, but he is not permitted to disclose it. Witnesses not allowed. Maia is not permitted to bring anyone else with him during his contacts, as explained previously. If this were permitted, then all of mankind would demand official contact, and that is not acceptable. Maia asks if he can tape record Samjace's voice. When Maia asks if he could tape record Samjace's voice, she states that the photographs of her ship are all that is permitted. She says that when people do not believe his words and accuse the pictures of being deceitful, then the same should be expected with a tape recording. They would say that the recording is of an earthly woman and could not be considered as convincing evidence. She asks Maia to explain to his friends that, in the future, if they accept the truth of these contacts, then they should do so confidently and no longer seek proof, because doubts, criticisms, and distrust are not helpful to their mission. Maia states that these are harsh words and is told that this is necessary, as only the truth is helpful. When he expresses the concerns of his friends that the intrigues of others could cause harm to him, he is told that they will have everything that he has provided to them. If they have confidence in him, then this will suffice for them and they will not need anything more. Their arguments regarding intrigues reveal selfish thoughts and much distrust. This is only another way for them to be able to also make contact. Maia asks for photos of other planets, denied. When Maia asks Samjace for photographs of her home world or some other world, she says that this is not possible because she is prohibited from bringing anything other than crystals and stones from other planets. Plejirans eliminated memories in this respect. Because of the Swiss military's investigations regarding Samjace's beam ship, emergency measures were taken to isolate the individuals who have obtained dangerous knowledge about the Plejiran presence, and eliminate their memories in this regard. This was a serious incident that has resulted in the necessity to refuse further photographs of their craft for a long time. But instead, Maya will have an opportunity to photograph other things, discovering people's true thoughts. In order for the Pledgerans to discover the true thoughts of people on Earth before 1977, they ordered Maya to produce lectures and articles for the world's mass public. Through these things, they were able to examine mankind's actual responses to them. This was necessary because they were not allowed to analyze the innermost thoughts of human beings. After several articles in newspapers and magazines as well as broadcasts over radio and TV, the Pledgerans were successful in learning the truth. They discovered that governments were very interested and issued special orders in different countries. The broad public confronted this information earnestly, and ufology groups did not take the information seriously. It was the ufology groups that were the most important to the Pledgerans, and this was very depressing to them. They determined that Earth humans are unable to dedicate themselves to the concerns regarding the existence of extraterrestrial beings and their craft. The so-called ufologists, who are supposed to be spreading the truth and preparing humanity for the coming extraterrestrial contacts, have humiliated themselves as primitive, semi-scientific sects that spread their nonsense of self-constructed theories which lead mankind away from the truth instead of guiding them towards the truth. This shows that Earth humans are still not sufficiently prepared for real knowledge that could help them with the coming of extraterrestrial intelligences. They realized that the development they assumed humanity had in regards to real enlightenment was just an illusion. This resulted in a new calculation of probability which stated that humanity will not be ready to realize the existence of extraterrestrial life for another 200 to 300 years. This will happen when Earth humans begin to travel outside of this solar system and extraterrestrial beings are then able to appear on Earth in official capacity. This also means that the official landing predicted to occur before 2000 is impossible, and the Pledgerans will recommend that it does not take place. It is because of the actions of people like Jacob, Bertossi, Arends, and many others that humanity must continue to live in spiritual darkness apart from the truth. Maya, and his group, will still work with sincere and knowledgeable groups who are searching and spreading the truth. To the inner core of Maya's group, the High Council and all of their nations convey their dearest and sincere gratitude for their love and confidence in the truth, as well as the love and assistance that they provide. Samjace also offers her thanks for everyone that occupies themselves with their endeavors and who become involved with Maya's group. Ships, Great Spacer, Immigration, Beam Ship, Protection, Beam, Belt. The shape of the Pledgeran beam ships has no importance in space, but their disc, shape form is aerodynamic in the atmosphere and offers the least resistance in air and water. This shape also provides the largest surface area, which makes the driving forces on them most effective. The beam ships are also surrounded by a beam protection grid, which causes every breeze to glide away without pushing on the craft. While in the cosmos, it functions the same way with swarms of particles in space. So, this grid protects the ship from all strange influences and resistances. Anything hitting the grid either becomes destroyed or is forced away. Anything attempting to penetrate the craft or cause resistance to it, is simply diverted without suppressing its effect. Any suppression would cause resistance that would prevent unlimited speed. Another important function provided by the grid for the passengers inside the craft, is that it neutralizes the gravitational force of a planet. The craft generates its own gravitational forces and becomes an autonomous miniature planet. It can fly through any atmosphere at nearly light speed without risk. Since the gravity of a planet has no influence on a beam ship, the passengers inside feel normal and unburdened as if they were on the planet. Inside the ship, the gravity is absolutely controlled and adjusted for the passengers' comfort. When at other strange and hostile planets, the Pledgerans wear suits with small, portable instruments that generate the same protective grid for the individual as portable instruments that generate the same protective grid for the individual as for the beam ships. The Pledgerans are not allowed to reveal the technical aspects of the beam protection grid, but scientists on Earth are already working on it, and the time is not far away when they will create it, Samjace's new beamship. Samjace informed Maya that she would soon be getting a new beamship, which he would be allowed to photograph at close range. Her current ship has automatic radiators built in, which destroys film within 90 meters of the craft.